The Defence Department's being accused of turning a blind eye to the illegal export of military technology to China. There's evidence that Australian universities are sharing sensitive information with senior military researchers in China's People's Liberation Army. Defence experts fear it could give China an upper hand on the battlefield, but the department says it trusts universities to police their own academics. Political reporter Tom Eagledon has this exclusive report.
There are strict laws about the export of military technology to Australia's potential battlefield enemies like China, but when AM asked the Defence Department if those laws are being broken by universities, this was the response.
It is ultimately the responsibility of each institution to ensure they comply with the law.
I just don't know that's actually good enough anymore.
Former senior defence official Peter Jennings is now calling for an immediate investigation. He says it's possible local research into everything from artificial intelligence to driverless cars and supercomputers could be used against Australia in a war.
The department should now be actually looking to audit the performance of universities in terms of their export record over the last few years, because we are talking about the mass migration of intellectual property over to Chinese interests, and that's not in Australia's commercial or indeed national security interests.
New laws were brought in 5 years ago to stop universities sharing their research with other countries if it could have a military use. Peter Jennings says universities fought hard against the changes.
It was regarded by some as an infringement on academic independence. It was never intended to be that. It was really just a way of trying to make sure that sensitive military technology didn't find its way into the hands of, potential opposing forces.
Since then, China's influence on Australian campuses has grown. Universities have come to rely on hundreds of millions of dollars worth of Chinese research funding.
And they look to a country like Australia as a place where you can find interesting intellectual property to buy or steal that might potentially have military applications down the track.
Those linkages would suggest, wouldn't they, that there is the potential for the Defence Trade Control Act to be broken in this situation?
Oh, indeed. And I think there's every likelihood that that has happened over the last few years.
Who's enforcing this? Who's checking it? Who even understands that there are these links with military researchers?
That's Charles Sturt University researcher Clive Hamilton. He's uncovered hundreds of questionable research collaborations between Australian universities and senior Chinese military scientists. Sitting at the centre of a web of suspicious research links is a Lieutenant General in China's People's Liberation Army, Yang Shuijun, who heads the country's top defence research academy.
And there's no doubt that some of this technology that they're working on is being applied to improve the battle readiness of the PLA.
When Clive Hamilton asked the universities about the links, he was shocked by the answer.
The first response was that they actually didn't know. They didn't know what their researchers were doing. I should point out that some of this research with Chinese military scientists has actually been funded by the Australian Research Council.
They've since assured him they're not breaking the law.
Tom Eagledon reporting.